Right, this one.
Reading from Krishna book. Chaitanya Vrindavan.
Vedaischa sarvaya aham bhavata. Vedantaki vedaischaham. Sarvasya chaham. Aham. I am within the heart of everybody. Chaham. Hidi sannivishto. Exactly. Hidi means heart. Sannivishto. Sammak vishto. I am there. Anyway. Any other? Maybe still another one there. Right now I cannot tell. Go ahead. Time is running out. Hey, sadhu. Suncho. Is bolte paro? Sadhu? You should say something. Then you can know if you have a little interaction, what do you call it? Interactive. Otherwise, passive, this is not very good. You can know how much you are in touch with the scripture and practicing. Go ahead.
My dear Lord, you are the super soul of all living entities, and as the witness within the heart, you are cognizant of everyone's activity.
Where it is said, he is witness. Anybody can say. Any Puran, any Upanishad, or Gita, I am the overseer, Upadashta Unaman Anumanta, I give sanction, then you can do, Upadashta, I am overseer, then another thing, he said, of course not exactly in the, he said, Tata sarvato pani pada akshishira mukham sutim loke sarvatam abhitta tishtati. I have got eyes, hands, legs everywhere. I am seeing everything. Also in Upanishad also something there, like that. There is in a tree there are two birds, like that. Tree, the body is compared to the tree, and two birds are, one is soul, and within the soul is the super soul. And he is liberated, and a living entity, he is trying to enjoy and lord over material nature. Thereby he is conditioned soul. And he is eating the fruits, sweet and sour, whatever it may be. And he is sometimes, compared to, he is sometimes happy, sometimes in melancholy, sometimes in distress. Melancholy is distress or what? Yes? Go ahead.
Thus we are duty bound to always think of your lotus feet, so that we can remain in a secure position and not deviate from your eternal service.
This is another quote. Prabhupada is often said, how to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord? Anybody? I am giving some example.
King Kulasekhar.
King Kulasekhar. What is the prayer? He is from Kerala.
Krishna
tadya pada pankaja pinjaranga pa. Adaiva Vishamude Manasarajamsa Prana Prana Samaye Vata Pitte Kantha Varoda
Smrita Vritte Smaranam Kutaste
Kutaste. So what it means? Anybody can say? Who can tell? Translation.
Now, now I am in good days. And my mind is
sound health now.
Now my mind is fixed on your lotus feet. Please
my mind, like the swan, said like the head of a swan, my mind, the swan, can dive deep on your lotus, on your leg, like the lotus feet,
yeah.
The lotus stem of a lotus, dive deep, like a swan.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
At the time of death, cough and pitta.
My throat will be clogged up with cough, pitta, bile, and will be difficult. How could I remember your lotus feet? It's very nice verse. He is Kun Kulasekhar, is a great devotee. He is from South India, maybe Kerala somehow. It's very nice. He wrote glorifying Krishna. It's called Mukunda Mala Stotra. Yes, go ahead. Note this. Oje. You see? Yeah, he found it out. Raise the voice. Let's everybody listen. How to meditate? Again.
Adaiva Vishatume Ma
We should know how to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. Why lotus? Lotus is most beautiful. So everything Krishna says, Krishna's eyes, Krishna's face, Krishna's navel, Krishna's feet, fingers are compared to lotus.
Purport is also there.
Yeah?
Purport.
Purport is there. Want to listen the purport? Please, raise the voice. Mukunda Mala Stutra. Welcome, Janardhan. Don't see you. Everybody can hear? No? What to do? Can we?
There are many instances in the history of the literature.
The purple.
The king's wrath, very dispersed
there.
This verse is taken from one book known as Mukunda Mala Stotra. This prayer was offered by one king whose name was Kulasekhara. He was a great king, at the same time a great devotee. There are many instructions in the history of Vedic literature that the kings were very great devotees, and they are called Rajarshis. Rajarshi means, although they are on the royal throne, they are all saintly persons. So this Kulasekhara, King Kulasekhara, is praying to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, the swan of my mind may now be attracted and entrapped in the stem at your lotus feet, because at the point of death, the three elements of bodily functions, namely the mucus and the bile and the air, they will overlap and there will be choking in the voice. So I shall not be able to utter your sweet holy name at the point of my death. The comparison is given in this way, that the white swan, whenever it finds a lotus flower, it goes there and sports by diving into the water and entangling itself in the stem of the lotus flower. So King Kulasekhar wants that in the healthy state of his mind and body, he may be immediately entangled with the stem of the lotus feet of the Lord and die immediately. The idea is that one should take to Krishna consciousness while his mind and body is in good condition. Do not wait for the last stage of your life. Just go on practicing Krishna consciousness while your body and mind is in healthy state. And then, at the time of death, you shall be able to remember Krishna and his pastimes and be immediately transferred to the spiritual realm.
Yes? Very nice. Prabhupada told a story. There is one professor. Now, he is going from the college back to his house, residence. In those days, in India, say Calcutta, everybody lives in the little outside of the city. Still now, some people like if they have money. There is no pollution. So he is going, crossing the river, he has to cross the river. Transport is boat. So he's going, then he had a little in a mood. He was in such a mood that he was talking to you said that culture. He was in a mood that he is asking the boatman, oh boatman, do you know about this? You see the stars, now it is dark. So you know about stars? Moon? It's called astronomy. What do you know about this? Sir, I do nothing. I am a poor boatman. He is rowing the boat and chanting Hare Krishna. I am illiterate. Ah, oh, you wasted 25% of your life. What do you have to do? Okay. Then again, go to music. Again, Sanjay. Do you know about this water, about this earth? It's called geology. That is called astronomy. That is on. Now, do you know about this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, sir. I don't know. I'm illiterate, I've told you. I don't go to school, college. The 50% of your life you wasted. And suddenly, there's a cloud blare. And also, high wind. So, boat appears to be rocking, and the professor. Like that. So boatman says, sir, do you know how to swim? No? But I know. Now boat may sink, I can swim across, he will sink. Or you could sink or drown. You will drown, boat sink. You will drown. So the moral of this is, story is, Prabhupada is saying, that you may study analytical, what do you call it? Analytically, this universe or creation, you know. But if you don't know, you don't practice to remember Narayan, then at the time of death, you cannot remember, that is what you are doing. You are practicing or molding all in such a way that sum and substance of all this is always remember Krishna. And negative, never forget Krishna. Life should be molded in such a way, every moment. But if you don't do, next life will be cats and dogs and hawks and Mickey Mouse. Anything. Not necessarily only this. It will be so many things. But that is what you do, Prabhupada said.
As a result of our continuous remembrance of your lotus feet, you have kindly visited my place personally to favor me with your causeless mercy.
English? No. Yes. Shulyo. Any torch? Light?
Meanwhile, the Brahmana Shrutadev, simultaneously receiving Lord Krishna and his associates at his home, was transcendentally overwhelmed with joy. After offering his guests nice sitting places, the Brahmana began to dance, waving around his wrap. Shrutadev, being not at all rich, offered only mattresses, wooden planks, straw carpets and so on to his distinguished guests, Lord Krishna and the sages. But he welcomed them to the best of his ability. He spoke very highly of the Lord and the sages, and he and his wife washed the feet of each one of them. After this, he took the water and sprinkled it over all the members of his family, and although the Brahmana appeared very poor, he was at that time most fortunate. While Shrutadev was welcoming Lord Krishna and his associates, he simply forgot himself in transcendental joy. After welcoming the Lord and his companions according to his ability, he brought fruits, incense, scented water, scented clay, tulsi leaves, kusha straw, and lotus flowers. They were not costly items and could be secured very easily. But because they were offered with devotional love, Lord Krishna and his associates accepted them gladly. The Brahmana's wife cooked simple foods like rice and dal, and Lord Krishna and his followers were very pleased to accept them because they were offered in devotional love. When Lord Krishna and his associates were fed in this way, the Brahmana Shrutadev...
I know, anybody knows Bhagavad Gita, when you are giving something to the Lord, this is what he is saying, with love and devotion.
Patram, pushpam, phalam,
toyam. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. जो मैं भक्ता पूजते तदा हम ठीक है अस्नामी पूजितात्मना हो समथिंग लाइक दैट इज सेड विद लव एंड डिवोशन यू गिव समथिंग अगेन से मत चित्त मत गत प्राणा बोधयंत पश कथयंत स्वामितम पश किसेज देन ही सेइंग तेषां सतत युक्ता नाम भजतम प्रीति पूर्वकम not just you serve with priti, with love and devotion. Then Krishna says, I'll give them buddhi yogam dadami. So sometimes you don't know what to do, what not to do. If we serve Krishna, love and devotion, Krishna will give you. That means we are not getting intelligence, means we are not doing it love and devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not love and devotion. This is how to finish piti. This happens to all of us, more or less. Sometimes mind is somewhere else, we are chanting. This is almost everybody does this thing, absent mind. Okay, go ahead.
When Lord Krishna and his associates were fed in this way, the Brahmana Shrutadev was thinking thus, I have fallen into the deep dark well of householder life and am the most unfortunate person. How has it become possible that Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates, the great sages, whose very presence makes a place as sanctified as a pilgrimage site, have agreed to come to my place? While the Brahmana was thinking in this way, the
so,
guests...
Prabhupada says, more we make advancement, more we sing how insignificant, how fallen we are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has got a song, he's saying, Amar jivan sada paprata, my life is full of sinful activities. I am envious, I enjoy when somebody is suffering. I am unhappy when I see somebody is progressing. Actually, it is not him like that, but he is telling, taking the role of a common man, which happens to us. This way, he is showing us how we can purify our consciousness. Here you see, though he is very humble, this guy, and he is very poor, but he is thinking of his, thinking himself so fallen. Sometimes, to a great devotee, pure devotee, delivering the people throughout the world, somebody's come, his follower, so and so, telling, addressing him, say, I am very fallen, and he will chastise him, say, no, you are not like that. Don't give lip service.
While the Brahmana was thinking in this way, the guests finished their lunch and sat back very comfortably. At that time, the Brahmana Shrutadev and his wife, children, and other relatives appeared there to render service to the distinguished guests.
Sorry, too many mosquitoes, huh? No, man, it's not biting.
While touching the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the Brahmana began to speak. My dear Lord, he said, you are the Supreme Person, Purusottama, transcendentally situated beyond the manifested and unmanifested material creation. The activities of this material world and of the conditioned souls have nothing to do with your position. We can appreciate that not only today have you given me your audience, but you are associating with all the living entities as Paramatma since the beginning of creation. This statement by the Brahmana is very instructive. It is a fact that the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, in His Paramatma feature, enters the creation of this material world as Mahavishnu, Garvadakshaya Vishnu, and Kirodakshaya Vishnu. And in a very friendly attitude, the Lord sits along with the conditioned soul in the body. Therefore, every living entity has the Lord within him from the very beginning. But due to his mistaken consciousness of life, the living entity cannot understand this.
This is Kirodakshaya Vishnu. So how many types of incarnation? Anybody? In general?
The 10.
According to Chaitanya? According to Chaitanya Chaitamrita?
Three.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Six. Anybody can tell out of these six? You tell?
Purusha incarnation.
Purusha incarnation. Jugavatar. Lilavatar. Satyavesavatar. Gunavatar. Mandanavatar. Understand? And Satyavesavatar again have division. One is Lord Himself, one is His Shakti.
Power.
And power. Like?
The power is Vyasadeva.
How do you remember it? You should know all these things, devotee. There is a difference between devotee and others. So the specific things you should know. The difference between devotee and outsider. You should know the scripture. Well, go ahead.
When his consciousness, however, is changed into Krishna consciousness, he can immediately understand how Krishna is trying to assist the conditioned soul to get out of the material entanglement. Sutadev continued, "My dear Lord, you have entered this material world as if sleeping. A conditioned soul, while sleeping, creates false or temporary worlds in his mind. He becomes busy in many illusory activities, sometimes becoming a king, sometimes being murdered, or sometimes going to an unknown city. And all these are simply temporary affairs. Similarly, your Lordship, apparently also in a sleeping condition, enters this material world to create a temporary manifestation, not for your personal necessities, but for the conditioned soul who wants to imitate your Lordship as enjoyer. The conditioned soul's enjoyment in the material world is temporary and illusory. And yet the conditioned soul is by himself unable to create such a temporary situation for his illusory enjoyment. To fulfill his desires, although they are temporary and illusory, you enter this temporary manifestation to help him. Thus, from the beginning of the conditioned soul's entering into the material world, you are his constant companion. When, therefore, the conditioned soul comes in contact with a pure devotee and takes to devotional service, beginning from the process of hearing your transcendental pastimes.
That is why you are hearing. If somebody achieves perfection simply by hearing out of 64 items, 9 chief. Among 9, hearing is most important. One should very carefully hear what Prabhupada says, what Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, and others next come, those who become spiritual, they repeat the same thing and they become as perfect as them. He may not be perfect, but what he's saying is perfect, coming from perfect, so he's only in one sense perfect. Thus he will become ultimately perfect. He also like that. When he is a perfect disciple, he become again, become teacher, spiritual teacher. So who achieve perfection by hearing? Maharaj Parikshit. And by glorifying?
Sukadeva
Goswami. And remembering? Janardhan? Prahlad Maharaj. And then remember it, Then Archanam? Pritu Maharaj. Bandhanam? Akrura.
Akrura.
Yes.
Akrura. Then Bandhanam. Sakha?
Arjun.
Dasha?
Hanuman.
Hanuman. Then two more. Pada Sevanam?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. And Atmanivedanam?
Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj. Yeah?
Bali, I'm not Ambarish.
Bali and Bali?
Not Ambarish.
No, yes. No.
Some places write on Bali, but usually teaching Ishwapanishwara, Bali Maharaj is written. But some other places Ambarish.
Ambarish, whole nine.
Yeah.
Ambarish.
Is that, will you remember all? All this, those who did not know, please try to remember. You know. This is necessary, otherwise how will preach? Prabhupada said everybody should preach. It is a preaching movement. And success of preaching, how many percent you bring to Krishna consciousness? Yes? What about the aparad? 11 aparad. Each can say one aparad, raise hand and please stay. Huh? What is
wrong answer.
Again. What do you say? I can't hear. Is it?
We are good disciples.
Beginning from the process of hearing about your transcendental pastimes, glorifying your transcendental activities, worshipping your eternal form in the temple, offering prayers to you and engaging in discussion to understand your transcendental position, he gradually becomes freed from the contamination of material existence. And as his heart becomes cleansed of all material dust, you gradually become visible there. Although you are constantly with the conditioned soul, only when he becomes purified by devotional service do you become revealed to him.
So what is the devotional service definition? There are two definitions. Huh? Yes. Anna Vilasita Sunnam. Jnana Karmadi Anabritam. Everybody say Anna Vilasita Sunnam.
Anna Vilasita Sunnam.
Jnana Karmadi Anabritam.
Jnana Karmadi Anabritam.
Anukulena.
Anukulena.
Krishnanusilanam.
Krishnanusilanam.
Bhaktir.
Bhaktir.
Uttama.
Uttama.
This is Uttama Bhakti. Prabhupada said Uttama Bhakti is, suppose whole world is saying something, but Krishna is saying something completely different. Then, if somebody does, most of them may be affected by it. Oh, everybody is saying, oh, I don't know what Krishna is saying, oh, Baba. But one stick to what Krishna says, do, this is Uttama.
No compromise.
No compromise. Another one. Sarvapadhi, everybody.
Sarvapadhi.
Vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti uchate. Everybody knows the meaning? Kyo? Kyo? Mani jana to? Na? Kyo lo? Janatan, you know these two sloka? You have to, otherwise how... We don't know that whether you are doing bhakti or not, or jnana or karma, or yoga. Difference there. Is it not? Can you read again? Please remember these two sloka, but otherwise how do you know we are doing bhakti or something else? Sometimes so many people call, I am bhakta, but they are 13 apo sampradaya. Look like same, but they are called apo sampradaya. What do I say apo sampradaya in English? They are
not bona fide.
Oppo means something, shall I say, pseudo.
Pseudo, yes.
Pseudo devotees. Pseudo. Look like devotees, but actually they are saying, Hare Krishna Hare Ram Nitai Guru Radhesham. This is not the maybe also have got some bad habits. So many things. Dhum Machade, Gutka. Taking at the same time. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Sri Adhe Govinda. And this is, we cannot. They say, Suti Siti Puranadi. Unless it is referred in the Shastra, Suti, Siti. Vedas get two divisions. One is called Suti, some of the scripture, and it's called Siti. Who knows? Which one is Suti? Suti means actual Veda and the Upanishad. A smriti means the Puranas, Mahabharata. The personal is they accept both. They consider like Mahabharata, all these things like a Pancham Ved. But Samadhas only accept Veda and Upanishad. There's so many meanings. Very confusing. But Shankaracharya says, most important thing is Bhajagovindam, 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 Muramate. Prapte sannite, kale, nahi nahi rakshati dukkankarni. All your scholarship, grammatical word jugglery and making different meaning, screwing out, won't help you when you are approaching death. Only better, only Krishna, Govinda, Narayan can, Ram can help you. To cross over material existence of birth, death, old age, disease. So, better chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So, what it means? What it means? It is a prayer. Prayer is very powerful. You see, some other faith, they are always also praying. Oh Mary, please be merciful to me. I don't know what they pray. Is that? Oh Christ, please. Be merciful to me. Something like that I heard. Anybody knows? And others, five time azan. What they are saying, you know, you find the mic. They have got so many. I go to Bangladesh or Muslim country, Dubai, all this, 5 times you see. Any place people are walking with Shraddha, doing like that something. Praying, praying, very powerful. This is also a prayer. Oh Hara, oh Krishna, Ram, please engage me in your service so that I don't forget you. I may become victim of Maya, so that. There, of course, there are many other meanings depending on our adhikar or eligibility or qualification. Many other meanings. Everybody knows this? Meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Yeah? Yes or no? Yes. If somebody remains silent, means yes. Sometimes somebody fool. Moment he opens his mouth, at once he is exposed. That is why he doesn't want to open. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And as his heart becomes cleansed of all material dust, you gradually become visible there. Although you are constantly with the conditioned soul, only when he becomes purified by devotional service do you become revealed to him. Others who are bewildered by fruitive activities, either by Vedic injunction or by customary dealings, and who do not take to devotional service, are captivated by the external happiness of the bodily concept of life.
The which sloka here it said that when you render devotional service, Lord reveals. So any sloka anybody can say? I say, I have done now time. Another one. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grajam indriya. The senses which are material senses means senses which have a tendency to enjoy or lord over the material nature. With that senses, you cannot understand directly God or see or realize or perceive His existence. But if these senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, then Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime, future are revealed. So those who Lord is giving knowledge to Brahma, there is a fourth sloka. There it is saying, the science of the knowledge and the science of absolute truth or the personality of Godhead is Parama Gujam. Parama means supreme, Gujam means confidential, most confident. But he's saying, so you note it down. So, but it can be done, Rahasyam Gaditam and Sabhijnanam. If you learn the scripture and act accordingly, then you can realize it. Then Upanishadi said, Nayamatta Pravachanena Labha. By scholarship, by your merit, and like that, You cannot understand God with your own ability. But if you are surrendered to the Lord and you have got a service attitude to love and devotion, then Lord being pleased, He revealed Himself. That is in Kathopanishad. You are telling another. Tesham sarta yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jogantam janatam sarvasya chaham hidishan nivishto matta siddhikam. Matta Siddhi, I remind you, I make you forget, I give you knowledge. Again he is saying, Tesane Banu Kompartam, one is 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, always remembering me, his life is dedicated in his service, and he is always conversing and gets great delight, being very pleased, being compassionate with the service, being seeing the service, I become compassionate to them. Teshan evanu kampartham aham agyana jamuta. So the nescience, the darkness you have got, Krishna with a shining lamp removes the darkness of nescience, his heart, and enlightens him, something like that. See, this is, who can say, which chapter, which verse this? This is chapter 10, verse 8 saying about the nature of absolute truth, sarvasya aham sarvasya bhava. For me, material, spiritual world coming, knowing this, those who are intelligent or wise, engage with love and devotion in my service. Something like that. With all love and devotion. Then next day he is saying, what is the nature, what is the symptom of a pure devotee? That we just discussed. Mat chitta, his mind dwells in me. Mat gata prana, his life is dedicated to me. So you can know whether I am becoming pure devotee. Both anta parasparam, they enlighten each other, always talking about me, and get delight and please each other like that. Then he is saying that, thus those who are engaged like that, 24 hours in my service, tesam satata yuktanam, with love and devotion, bhajatam, priti purvakam. Bhajatam means serving. With love and devotion. Dadami buddhi yogan, I give them understanding, intelligence, that is called bhakti yoga. So that they can come to me. Then, this is called four seed verses, we have just told three. And last one is tesam evanukam partham. Tesam, unto them, out of compassion, aham ajnana jantam. I dispel all the nescience or ignorance, remove. With a shining lamp, I remove that ignorance and get enlightened. I give them. Okay, next. Getting dark. You want to attend Arati? How long it will take to go there?
And what time is it?
8 minutes.
What time?
Yes. 6:30,
exactly. Now it is starting, 6:30, at least 20 to 25 minutes, Arati will go on. It's nice to see Arati. No. Last time you came, saw Arati? And you came? You saw. So how many days you will be here? 31. Today is 15. 15 or 16 more days. So what you will do? Now how long we have been the class? We have been? Nearly 40 minutes? 45 minutes. Perhaps I'll ask one question or comment, otherwise maybe go to attend Arati. Yes?
Yes.
Any question, any comment so far what you have done? Don't ask, beat in the bush and ask irrelevant questions. Don't be foolish. Mean something else. Relevant to you. Bolo. कोई सवाल है क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज द क्वेश्चन टुमारो मॉर्निंग क्लास 8 o'clock
इंग्लिश
भागवतम क्लास
मैंने जा करीब
अच्छा
shining lamp of light removes the darkness from the heart of the devotee.
Yeah. So what is your question, sir?
Means, I am trying for past some time towards that direction.
Very good.
But I am still in deep darkness.
Deep darkness.
I don't see any even...
Now, you ask yourself, are you matchta, madgata prana? Bodhanta parasparam, or you are meditating something else. Maybe this, maybe that. If it is this, then maybe this, maybe that. If not, then maybe this, maybe that. Then you have to have faith.
It is the simple solution.
Simple solution. Who has faith in Krishna, I shared with him. If you think he is not living, then though he has gone, but instruction are non-different from him spiritually. So you follow, thus you will have faith. Again, you control your senses, you will have faith. You surrender to Krishna, surrendering also, degree or quality, a question, consideration. It depends on that. Krishna says, Jai Jathamam Prabodhanta, according to surrender, Krishna also Sarmasi. So you can ask yourself how much you are in that direction. Yeah, progress. Make sense? So, you know, I cannot go. I'm not going. But Krishna is neutral. Somehow I'm Sabhavutesi, he is equal to. As you saw in the recording, he was prepared. He said, Jadvisi Jadvisi Sodha Siddhir Bhavrita Dishi. According to your faith, a conviction, you can achieve perfection. Be successful. So does it make sense to you? Anybody, please? Light on Chukhati. Don't point.
Direct. Don't put light directly on
the direct to eyes. Yes, any other? Janardhan, raise your voice, please.
What is the difference between Mahajana and Acharya?
What is the difference between Mahajana and Acharya? Strictly speaking, there are 12 Mahajan. But sometimes Prabhupada says, one who follows the Mahajan, he can become Mahajan. So Acharya are also sometimes called Mahajan. But in institution, sometimes one becomes Acharya, but there are also other angle of vision of seeing their characteristic and their symptom, external, internal. That way you can judge. In institution, when one Acharya word means Acharati, one who set up example, it is activity, or is thinking and set up example, teaches others. He is called Acharya. And Mahajani is something different. Those who are Krishna Tattva Vetta, those who knows the science of Krishna consciousness, the truth about Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, science, he is one of the Mahajan. This way I can tell. Does it make little clear? Or no? So, one is Acharya, he can be Mahajan, but strictly speaking, there are 12 Mahajans. They are Narada, Swayambhu, Sambhu, Narad Muni, Swayambhu means Brahma, and Lord Shiva, Sambhu, Kopil, Manu, Vyasaki means Sukadev, Jamraj, Janaka, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, four Kumara, and Bali Maharaj. Huh?
Already
told. So the 12 Mahajan, they are called 12 Mahajan. Specifically. Make sense now little? Yes. Any other question or comment? No. The time is running out. Get up. Attend. Try. Interesting. Good. And also, chant in the prayer that Krishna being bound by Damodarashtak join and offer lamp in this time, especially Krishna says, one who is in Vrindavan or Mathura Mandal, do any service other time, any other place or here, he may get many types of boons, sorry, mercy, or even up to liberation, but not necessarily bhakti. And this time you do, he may get bhakti. So let us go and join, shall we?